Good morning. 9:06 a.m. September the 21st, 2017. Thursday. I'm a little bit late, but I don't think it's going to matter. It's chilly enough. It's 50 degrees ambient. The sun is warm. I'm not wearing four layers, so it's not going to be that big a deal. I did need to get out. I got delayed playing I got engaged in a protracted operation that needed direct attention and supervision for far, far longer than I expected. So yeah, here I am. I'm out of walking and moving. I need to deal with medical issues today. Got to make doctor's appointments. I got to finish my Medicare application. Insurance company wants to know what my number is. Part A and B. So I gotta get that going. Gotta get that done today. Got to make a doctor's appointment for mid-month next month. Started going through my prep kit for colonoscopy in about 2 weeks. Yeah. The worst part is the laxative. Because it tastes so bad. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know. Be interesting to see what my weight is empty, as it were. So we'll get that out of the way before birthdays happen. We'll get that out of the way before Mile High. We'll get that out of the way before all kinds of stuff. So yeah, here I am walking, and being in the moment. I did my my walking meditation, as I am wont to do, and was thoroughly distracted by everything that was going on around me. So I'm a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll here. I'm not quite really quite got my act together. The sidewalk construction is ongoing, which I actually walked in the street for a little bit, which is rather dangerous at this time of day. And I was trying to do that while I was listening to doing my walking meditation, which didn't really work very well. But I got through the walking. I didn't get hit by a car. Didn't get hit by a car, as my brother might say. A little lady in a smart car. I have to be careful about, you know, saying things like that. She may be younger than I am. A few weeks, I'll be 65. Which means I really have to get this Medicare thing taken care of. I really need to do it today. It's been on my to-do list for 2 weeks. No, it's been on my to-do list for 2 months. Am I kidding? But I think today's the day I'm going to go in, do the final submission. I have a re-entry number that I wrote down when I first started filling out the form. I think it's ready to submit. So I better make sure that it is and do that today. That'll be my accomplishment for the day. I'm trying to accomplish one thing. And so far the one thing has been taking my kid for driving practice. She's really anxious to get her license. I don't blame her. There's cars sitting in the garage most of the time. That would make her life so much easier. My life so much easier. Oh well. Making progress. She still has a little bit of trouble with taking the turns too wide and too fast. In this neighborhood, you can't go too fast without getting into trouble fast. So we drive around the neighborhood when we go to bring her home from work. She drives over and parks the car in the parking lot over there, so she gets a little practice when we go over. Gets a little practice when we come back. It'll be a while yet before she's ready to take a driver's test, but day at a time. Any good 12-step program. Like today, I don't want to trim my beard because I don't think I can even today. So we'll do some simple things. We'll do some low-key stuff. We'll do a little bit of housekeeping. My wife had a very rough night last night. Because apparently I had a very rough night last night, thrashing around in the bed. Keeping her awake. Wasn't snoring. Some small feet. Coming up on to get ready. Say it with me. blog post. And yeah, I'm glad I didn't wear anything more than a light windbreaker polo shirt, because I'm walking into the sun. Sun is up high, beaten down. It's beautiful. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous freaking morning. I don't have any, nothing on the wind this morning in terms of aromas. It's enough of a breeze. I'm not getting a lot of car noise from around the neighborhood. I hear a little bit here and there. Occasional bird chirp. I didn't get out early enough to see the geese this morning, so wherever they are, they're hunkered down at this point. Oh, shoot, shoot, shoot. I told the guy I would read his book, and then I forgot. Steve, what's his name? Turnbull. This is going to suck if I get Alzheimer's early. Although at 65, I suppose, that's not very, it's not exactly early. I'm having a hard time remembering things. I have to sort of track back through my memory palace, as it were, try to find a reference, see his picture. I just can't read the label under it. Damn. Anyway. He's got a book either coming out or just come out or was coming out a couple of months ago. He was looking for beta readers, so maybe give him a blurb or something just to give it a little extra goose, because it's being considered for, I don't remember if it's in a movie or TV, but it's being considered for a script treatment. And he wanted to get as much noise out about it as he could. I told him I'd read it, and he emailed it to me, and then I forgot to load it on my phone, so I don't know where it is. Find it. It's in my email somewhere. I finished up all the beard stories. Penny Reed has a series, was it the Winston Brothers, that I have just been enjoying the heck out of. I've been reading that in between various other books. The latest one I read was, what was it, Terra and Imperium, the latest Glenn Stewart book in the Duchy of Terra series. Excellent book. Jeez. I'm not going to say mechanical. It has a very recognizable structure. I guess that's the way I want to put it. Has a very Lester Dent feel to it, where just about the time you think you're getting ahead a little bit, something else really bad, even worse happens. And you get to close to the end of that, and then something even worse happens. And you get to the end of that, and something even worse happens. And at the end, they win. Because if they didn't, there'd be no room for book four. And I certainly hope there's a book four. Because while it is, in a certain sense, somewhat mechanical, while I am perfectly aware of the mechanics of it, I'm perfectly willing to overlook that in favor of reading a good story, and I did enjoy it. So yeah, that was the last book I finished. Well, maybe not. Maybe I finished another beard book. I can't remember now. But that was the last Penny Reed, so I had to go looking. And what I should have done was go looking at my downloads to find that file that Steve Turnbull sent me. Turnbull. Steve. Steve in the UK. He does a lot of work with hand selling. He goes to a lot of shows. He goes to a lot of displays around. Because where he lives, apparently there are a lot of them. And they're very well attended. And his books are very well received. Now, that's... It's important to consider if you've got that kind of capability, if you've got that kind of exposure, that kind of potential, then paper makes a very big difference. Because you can't sell an ebook in those venues, or it is very difficult to sell an ebook in those venues. You've got to sort of have to send the, take the paperbacks with you. Like me, practically a hermit in a tiny village of 100,000 people with no permanent bookstore. But we now have 4 breweries and no bookstore. Paper doesn't make as much difference. It's one of those interesting dichotomies that people, when they first start out, are always saying, "Oh, we got to have paperbacks. We got to do the paperback. We do the paperbacks." The reality is that's not where my market is. That might be where their market is. It's not where my market is. Now, is that because I've been remiss in getting paperbacks out? Is it because I'm focused on the ebooks and digital, that I don't put enough attention on the paperbacks? I probably could sell more if I actually stock some here in the house again and made them available for signing and people could order them from me directly. That might make more sense. Canada's a problem. That guy wants books from Canada. He wants me to ship some books to Canada. But the problem is I have to charge him as much for shipping as I do for the books. And I probably should do it just to get it off my desk, but I've been dragging my feet for a year. He's probably forgotten. He did give me the name of a guy who was going to go visit him. I only had to ship him to Seattle, but the address was... It was APO, if I remember right. It was something odd with it. So, it's interesting. Cop just drove down the access road to the park. I'm not exactly sure why. Doesn't really matter. Not my circus, not my monkeys. Because here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.